This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, pastor at First Baptist Church of Algiers. And we're just so happy to have you folks listening, you folks there in Sweetwater, Texas. I'm sorry, Sweetwater, Tennessee. Yeah, there's a Sweetwater, Texas. But up there in Sweetwater, Tennessee, we won up in Houston, Mississippi. And we are all over this country with the Old Trailblazer. But I'm happy to have you folks with us. Many of you have been with us now for a long time. And we bring you these studies coming down to the close of demon possession, and we're going to be looking in our next study at demon holidays. I hope you'll stay tuned for that. But before we go into the message, I want to bring you in one more of our choir song, and then I'll tell you how you might receive these. This is one that we sing often here. I asked the choir to sing it. My sins are gone. Would you listen? My sins are gone. Are your sins gone, my friend? Mine are. The Old Trailblazer sins are gone. That'd make you charge hell with a thimble full of water, knowing your sins are gone. Old Satan comes to tempt me. Just tell him, my sins are gone, old fella. Old boy, my sins are gone. Get out of my presence, Satan. The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But I'm afraid many of our folks cave in to old Satan. Oh, we're so weak, aren't we? But these gracious songs, we have 9 full-length CDs of our radio choir, and they have about 18 songs on each one of them. This is one of them. My sins are gone. And we let you have them for $5 a piece. That's right. And I tell you often, if you have someone on a sick bed, going to be there a long time, you write me and tell me, and I'll send them one of these free and postpaid just as a blessing to them. We'll send you this one we just played with the CD with that on it. And let me just tell you two or three of the other songs that are there. We have My Sins Are Gone, Jesus Put Himself in My Place, Sweeter Every Day, Precious Blood, A New Name in Glory, He Died for Me, Pray On, He's a Wonderful Savior, Only a Sinner, Saved by Grace. That's worth the whole price right there. Just a sinner, saved by grace, my friend. Are you saved? Can you look up at night? Can you look up at night? Maybe go out on the front porch like I do. I like to sit on the porch at night and watch the stars come out. Sit out there in an old high-back rocker, watch the sun go down when it's cool enough, and just look out there and say, my sins are gone. Look up in the starry skies and say, my sins are gone. No matter what man says, no matter what Satan says, no matter, my friend, my sins are gone. And one day we'll be able to praise the Lord as we'd like to. That's right. But listen, listen, let's get back to our study. We're looking at Satan as an old trickster and some of the things that he pulls upon us. Adam's race, surely under the sentence of death, and it must die. Now, there's no way of escape. Would you get that? God can't wink at sin. We must have a substitute. That substitute is Christ. You get this. Any type of evangelism or preaching or teaching which puts the emphasis on the good of man, puts the emphasis on decisionism, puts the emphasis on believingism, seeks to placate man, seeks to lift man to a higher plane, misses the cross of Christ, and leaves a sinner more blinded than he ever was, and damns every soul that he touches to hell. Christ said that the corn of wheat must fall into the ground and die. So the soul that is raised to new life in Christ must first die. Brother, brother, you got to die. The evangelist or preacher or personal worker who seeks to bring big businessmen or anybody else into the church by telling them that it's the manly thing to do, it's the Christian thing to do, trying to make a decision for Jesus and join the church, has missed Christ and will wind up in the devil's hell if the Lord never touches his heart. Therefore, their converts are 2-4 more the children of hell than they were before. My friend, God offers eternal life to the repentant, believing sinner, but not an improved old life. It is life out of death. It is a resurrection from the death. Any individual coming to Christ for salvation must recognize himself as condemned and utterly lost at the mercy of a Jehovah God. He must forsake everything he has, leave nothing covered, defend nothing, excuse nothing. He must bow his head, admit he's wrong. Have you ever done that, my friend? Have you ever taken the blame? Folks would call me in the old tribulation. They say, tribulation, what is repentance? You talk about repentance a lot. What is repentance? I'll tell you what an old cornfield definition is. Taking the blame. Taking the blame. My friend, a sinner takes the blame a lot of time when he's not to blame. Just go ahead and take the blame. I tell folks that there's many, many, many homes broken up in this country of ours. Almost 60% of our marriages end in divorce before 5 years is up. But you know why? One of them, they never say, I'm sorry. They never say, I take the blame. Never, never say, I'm sorry. You know, honey, I'm to blame. I shouldn't have said that. You know, darling, I'm to blame. I'm a poor old, I'm to blame. And mean it when you say it, my friend. But listen, listen. He must see that Christ died. Christ died for him. And he throws himself completely upon the mercy of God and asks the Lord to save him. Now get this truth, my friend, before we have to close. We got a few more minutes. The cross that ended the earthly life of our blessed Lord puts an end to the sinner. Also, get this truth. The resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead raises the sinner to new life in Christ. This is God's word, my friend. Ephesians 1:18-20. The cross is an offense to the unregenerate heart because it alone means atonement. It is the blood that maketh an atonement. This is repulsive to the natural man who proudly boasts and glories in self-confidence, which discredits Christ's sacrificial and substitutionary death, which alone can redeem, can forgive, and wash away the sinner's all of his sin. The natural man likes to exalt the moral precept and charming character and beautiful life of the Lord Jesus Christ, yet sinfully reject the atonement on the cross because it's an offense to him. Now, my friend, Satan's trump card today in ensnaring souls for hell is to take the offense out of the cross. Oh, listen, listen. I came across this little article by Brother C.H. Spurgeon. Many of you are familiar with his writings and his preaching, and I am, and I have much of his literature. But he wrote this little thing, and I want to read it to you. Sleepy Christian, let me shout in thine ears. Thou art sleeping while souls are being lost, sleeping while men are being damned, sleeping while hell is being peopled, sleeping while Christ is being dishonored, sleeping while the devil is grinning at thy sleepy face, sleeping while demons are dancing around thy slumbering carcass, and all hell is mocking because a Christian is asleep. You will never find a devil to be drowsy. Watch and be sober, that you may always be up and about our Father's business. That's great, isn't it? Isn't that a gracious thing? But we're going to bring you in our next study. We won't have time to get too far in it today. We're going to start a new section on demon holidays under the general theme, demon possession. Paul said in Timothy, writing to Timothy, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And he goes on to give us a picture of the church in the last days. And brother, we're living in that day now. If you want to read all of them, you'll find them in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. I tell my folks here, we're not talking about perilous times with the stock market seemingly going crazy, with the social world and the economical world taking a nosedive. That's not what the Apostle Paul was speaking of. No, he's speaking about perilous times in the church, religious world. One thing he said was men shall be lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. My friend, Satan sits up at night to devise things to entrap our young people, the lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Do you see that on every hand? I do. I see the wickedness. I see the nudity that our people, not only just the women anymore, but it's the men now. And I tell you, I just don't understand, and yet I do, how that people, I saw where a man got on an airplane and went in the bathroom and stripped off all of his clothes, come running down the aisle there. What a naked sight that must have been. Oh, my friend, but that's everywhere you turn. People want to go naked. And it's because of the old human nature. You see, when Adam and Eve, when the Lord created them, they were covered with the glory of God. You say, well, they were naked. No, they were covered with the glory of God. But when the Lord departed, when the glory departed from them, then they were naked and they run down and try to cover themselves up. They had more modesty than our folks have today. And we have folks just see how close they can come to getting naked from the top down and from the bottom up. But that's another subject for another time. The old trailblazer gets started and run out of time. But remember, the old trailblazer bringing you God's message, being true to your soul, whether you like it or not. And this is the old trailblazer. Remember my address, mailing address, old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And then my website, radiomission.org. Go there and you'll see much about Radio Missions, what we most surely believe. You can look up sermon audio and hear these broadcasts there and others. If you would, pray for the old trailblazer. As your days come and go, just pray for me. And I appreciate it very much. Thank you and goodbye.